Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent On, Ilona Europa. Like always, every Monday, I'm loving Mondays. Everybody hates Mondays, but this is my day. And it's a good day to start a weekend with a smile on my face. And it's just very, very cool. I see already a number flashing on my screen because I'm supposed to have two more guests in my show. And they are in Hawaii. Hello! Hello.
Hi.
Ah, I hear Hi. The duo. Oh my gosh, is this Chitanya and Raju?
Yes.
Okay, then we need to talk separately probably. Even when Chitanya and Raju Vaturi, they're brothers and sisters, brother and sister. They are not multiplying, although you sound like it's more of you. And then maybe Chitanya, will you be saying hi to us first?
Oh, sure. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Okay, I miss you. The 3 days in Hawaii went very fast, yes? And now you are stuck where? Where are you now?
Honolulu.
Honolulu. Why you are not here in the studio with us?
Our flight got delayed, and it got canceled. So we ended up having to stay at the Marriott, so we're still in Honolulu.
Oh, come on. They're not so bad. That's not bad. Marriott, you stay in one more day in Hawaii. But, okay, people do not know maybe who I'm talking to, and it's very, very important. She's very important in my life, and her brother, too. Chitanya, could you describe who is Chitanya?
I'm an artist from California. I released my album, Picture Perfect. Right now, we are working in the studio to make some more songs. I work with Ilana. I love her so much. She's the best. And I miss you too, by the way.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, Thursday, I will see you again.
Yeah.
We are working very, very hard. And this end is very important because people don't understand that to become a successful singer takes sometimes years. But we started very early. How old you were when we met?
I believe I had either just turned 11.
Something like that, you know. Then this is very unusual 4 years in my life and your life. I really discovered very, very big talent. And I had no idea that 3 years later we'll wind up to have whole album on iTunes and a lot of good stuff going on. Plus, you know, you are signed right now under development deal, which is very important. And your brother also. And like you said, we are creating a lot of new music. How can you describe Chitanya, her style, your style?
You know, I would say that it isn't really defined yet. I've definitely been bouncing around trying to, you know, I feel like I'm definitely pulled in a lot of different genres. I like a lot of different types of music, and I try to recreate the type of things that I like, but I wouldn't really be able to slap a label on it. I would say that I dabble in a lot of different types of genres at the moment.
Beautiful, and I need to remind our listeners that Chitanya is 14 years old. Wow. Anyway, what can I say? The hours of conversation in the studio and after with you made me believe that, yes, you belong to the music industry. You will change a little bit of probably some people's hearts with the way how you write, how you sing, and how beautiful also you are in and out. Then I will be playing the song Coffee Table, which you recorded with Raju, who is your brother. Then I would like to say hi to Raju also. Hi, Raju.
Hi.
Okay, I need to say lower. Hi, Raju. Hi, Raju.
Hi.
Okay,
hi.
You are stuck in Honolulu also, yes?
Yep.
You need to talk closer to microphone. Could you describe to listeners who is Raju when it comes to singing and songwriting and what Raju is dreaming about and all of these things? Little let's go.
Maybe. Well, yeah. I mean, I started singing and songwriting about 3 years ago. And it was with you, Ilana, at your house. And now we're all the way with a development deal with Ignite Productions, so I'm really excited. And I like to make R&B, hip-hop, but also acoustic and pop music. I love all genres, and, you know, I just like to make songs with a great lyrical value and meaning, and Ilana has helped me so much in getting my point across in my music, you know, and, you know, making great songs, so I'm really thankful for that.
It's beautiful because in the beginning I thought, I was leading both of your development. But right now I think I'm like, you know, I'm letting both of you lead also me and people that we are working with, because we need to listen right now to two beautiful artists who really know what they want in every song. And that's what is exciting. I want to remind people also that Raju is 17 years old. And the relationship and the love between and creative even energy between sister and brother is just so special, which again, today I will be playing two songs, and happens there is a duo for both of them. But I think, you not so many duos that sing so well we have in the world, and maybe it's a time for Chaitanya and Raju Vaturi to just step into the plate and get discovered. Why I am pitching so much beautifully my beautiful singer-songwriter is because in a studio I was so hoping that we all can be together. I have amazing guest. I have for the third time, I think, on my show, a very important gentleman that a lot of people love, and they really, really have a very good things to say about his abilities to develop talents and bring them to the to the light, and the big names, that big names. Mike Gormley, could you say hi to us and to Chaitanya and Raju?
Hello, nice to be here again.
Okay, I try to...
Hi.
Hi out there in Honolulu.
I'm trying to introduce you for the third time to our listeners. And please, you have this line that describes what are you doing right now with young talents and what is your company about. And because you brought to our studio one of your talent, client/future... Also, for the maybe different style that Raju and Chaitanya represents, but she's here. Leah, you're here?
Yes.
Okay. What is your name, full name?
My name is Leah Lane.
And you are from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
And you, how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
And it's so amazing. The energy is so beautiful. We have people in Hawaii that is 14 and 17 years old talents, which will be listening to their music soon. We have Leah, who is, again, how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
You're so old compared to this two.
I know, I feel
and
ancient.
Now we will not say how old is Ilona and how old is Mike. We are really hot and great and youthful people that love to help very talented artists. Okay, Mike, describe. What are you doing in LA so passionately?
Well, I've had an opportunity to meet an awful lot of talented people, and
please name drops some names.
Oh, you mean like
yeah.
The past?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who I've worked with? Oh, well, I managed the Bangles and Oingo Boingo, and I've worked in the past with the Police and Rod Stewart and Rush and who else?
Yeah, people need to go
who
and
else?
See the links.
Tons of bands.
Tons of very successful bands. And seems like you're originally from Canada.
I am originally from Ottawa.
And you do not have an accent. And, of course, Leah is from Texas. She didn't bring an accent with
no
her.
No Texas accent here.
And Raju and
Chaitanya.
I can
give you one if you want. No,
oh, we will. You can do that too.
No.
Okay, you know, we have these talents. We'll be playing the music. What one line of advice you can give to Chaitanya and Raju? You heard the music before the coffee table. I sent you stuff. I gave you the
right, yes,
albums
very
also.
Good. Very good.
And And we have now this beautiful, amazing girl mm-hmm. who has so much energy about her. And her music is just very, very special. It's throwback to 60s, but futuristic also, twist on it, you know, very 2017. I'm going forward. What the most important things for all these young people to remember if they want to achieve success or even staying power in this business?
I would say, and they probably hear this a lot, but perseverance. Mm-hmm. Do not give up, and also go for the big brass ring, but there's lots in between where you are now and the big brass ring that would be very satisfying musically, career wise. So I certainly don't want to tell anyone not to go for the big brass ring, but if you don't get there, it doesn't mean you didn't make it.
That means the journey. This is what is the most important.
Yeah, I know, and it sounds kind of like, I'm sure to young people it sounds like hogwash, but...
As important. Journey, need to...
It's as long as you're having fun and you're creating and you're doing what you want to do, it'll come around. On some level, it'll come around, and you could do it the rest of your life.
Do you think if you have some important meetings, like Chitanya has really eyes right now on her for very, very, really good people who want her. She likes music that is more, philosophical, more filled with sadness and questions about lots of things. But what they ask her to sing is something happy, energetic, peppy, and just show also that she can do stuff like that. Do you think I supposed to, as a lady who works with her, switch her, change her, or I just supposed to say, you know, that's not what the girl is in age of 14, or she's supposed to show whoever is interested in her voice and talent that she can do all?
She's supposed to be herself.
Yay.
And yeah, it's all advice is always good. It can enter the mix, but if you're a writer and a singer, you know inside what you need to. Oh, good! I thought it was my phone.
Okay.
I thought I was in trouble.
Oh no, Michelle. I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm on the radio. I will call you back later. Bye bye. I'm not supposed to have my phone on, but I was waiting for this one. Anyway, okay then.
Yeah. So anyway, as a writer, you've got to express what's on your mind and what's in your heart, and you can't force it to be something else. Some people do that, and I guess are successful with it, but it's not real. To me, reality is...
And I agree with you 100%. I really believe if artists today feel a certain way and likes to represent certain type of music and feels good about it, they're supposed to stay in this mood because that's who they are as of now.
Yeah.
What about you, Chitanya? What do you think about what we are talking about?
I think that, as first of all, what you said about how what you're saying might sound like hogwash, I realized a few things this year, like as I get older, you know, the things that I once thought were so cliche and overused phrases, they just become so much more real and applicable to my life. Yep. And I think that your advice is something that I also find applicable to my life as well. And it's definitely true that you need to never half do what you do, especially with music when you're supposed to be putting your emotions out there. Of course, that doesn't mean I shouldn't try everything out, and I definitely should branch out. And I agree with that. And I'm not going to stop writing, and I'm definitely going to try to not ever fake it. And I really, really appreciate your advice. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Of course. I'm hoping that we all will meet eventually around one beautiful table and maybe on some great concert that I think you mentioned. Mike, could you tell us, you have some great artists that will be playing Santa Monica. Could you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, his name is Stephen Day, and he plays sarod. And a sarod is an Indian classical instrument, 23 strings, I believe. And it's kind of like the sitar. But we've done some very interesting things, and he's got together with a steel drum player that you wouldn't think Indian music and steel drum matches.
But that sounds so cool.
It's amazing, and the steel drum player will be there on September 18th. But he's also got together, it took me, I think, about 2 years to make it happen, but there's a great guitar player in town named Patrick Abate. He's an Italian heavy metal guitarist, or primarily heavy metal. Unbelievable on guitar. And they finally got together, Sarod player and the heavy metal guitarist. And
oh,
I wasn't
so cool.
I wasn't there to hear it, but wow. They loved it. They just loved it, and they're going to do it again. So it's really fun to develop his base and his following. He's in Europe at the moment, actually, playing. And but to experiment like that and have it work is great fun.
I'm really, really hoping that we will get this wonderful artist on our show before his concert in Santa Monica. And this is 18th, yes?
September 18th. The place, I think, is called The Highway, but I'm not 100%
okay.
sure of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but hopefully you write me. And my dream is for all these wonderful artists to meet Raju, who is classically trained by... Raju, are you there? Who was your master who trains you in classical Indian singing style? Who is your master?
Yeah, well, his name is Sri Daruri Sheshachari Garu, and Garu is a very respectable surname to have in our language. And basically he was part of this group called the Hyderabad Brothers, which consists of him and his brother, and they won national awards, and now he has his own show on the All India Radio, and he's highly accomplished, probably the most highly accomplished Indian classical singer in the world right now.
And you are his protege, and they were bringing you to India to study singing. And he flew for your big show here to be a part of your big show, a two-hour show, I think it was. I was the part of it.
I'm very privileged to have him as my master. You know, I still learn from him. And I had a big show. My sister also learns from him, too.
Then
and
you know what?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Who knows? Maybe all this beautiful today meeting over the phone event will get us together. You never know. Maybe very young people can bring something to to this type of music that your client is representing. I love you. I let you both go because I have amazing, amazing, very powerful singer in our studio, and I would love to talk to her too. Then have a safe flight. I will see you on Thursday, and I will be playing right now Guiding Light, which happens is a duo, and in end of the show I'll try to one more time play Coffee Table with the newest song that we are recording. Okay, love you, say hi to parents and talk to you soon. Bye.
Love you too. Bye
babies, bye. My babies, they were 10 years old and 14 or 15. Okay, Guiding Light, Raju and Chaitanya, right now. This is from a year and a half ago, duo. And then we will start focusing on our main guest of the day.
Who's the battle? War. Tell them there is always gonna be something more. You thought the grass was greener on the other side. You looked and said there's nothing better than what is mine. And the rain it poured and it was dark. And then the sun it rose, so we came back to life.
Just hold on to
Radio in Titania or Titania and Radio Ivaturi. Okay. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi again, Leah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am so excited to meet you. We had a pleasure to talk to you before on our radio for a little bit. We played a little bit song. We have two MP3s. We'll be playing them too. But it's nothing like have you here and have your energy with us.
I know. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are from Texas.
Yes, I'm from Texas.
But you like LA.
I love LA so much.
We need to bring her here forever.
I need to stay here forever.
Mike, that's what you think will happen soon?
I don't know about forever, but...
Obvious, she needs to tour, and my first question was...
She has school, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, the school always stops big artistry from developing... I'm joking, no.
No, you I don't think it does.
You need to study, you need to be... Because you are very smart anyway, and very eloquent, like I mentioned, the last conversation with you left me speechless, like, huh? She's so, so cool. You are here in LA. You are a singer.
Yes.
Songwriter.
Yes.
And like you say, you have a long life behind you. And you are saying, oh, so many years, you are an artist.
I know. I have had a long 19 years so far.
Okay, baby. Just rewind your life to the moment when you decide it's important and just tell us, fast forward, what was happening from the age maybe, what, 14?
Okay, so when I was 14 years old, I had just joined my first real band. It was called the Psychosonics, and it was actually with two of the members that are still in my current band today.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I've been playing with them since I was 14. I've actually been playing with my drummer since I was 8, and he was 7, so that's been interesting. But when I was 14, I was in 8th grade, and I had just been asked to join the Psychosonics. And so the Psychosonics hung out for about 2 years in Dallas, and we did a few Texas tours. And then we, when I turned 16, we went on a big, basically from Dallas to the West Coast tour. So we went Dallas, Austin, Marfa, Tucson and Phoenix, and then to LA.
And mommy let you? Mom and daddy say, bye, dear daughter, enjoy your tour in age of 16.
My dad actually went with us.
Oh, okay.
He drove the tour. So we like rented a Yukon and a U-Haul and put all our gear in the back and went. It was great.
And I will put accent on this moment. Because a lot of musicians have amazing parents, you know.
Yes.
A lot of musicians always complain that, but really, without parents who really want children to have a dream, just the young people will be nothing, you know?
I have amazing parents. Especially my father has been extremely supportive from the beginning.
Mama, what's wrong with you?
No, she's been great too. But my but my dad's always been more involved with the music.
Yeah.
And
because he was a musician. Yeah,
yeah, he was. And
he is.
And he is?
Still is. You never stop being a musician. You know.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mommy.
He doesn't play anymore, despite my begging. But
yeah,
he was a great musician. But
you know what? You ask Daddy to include some solo in one.
Yeah,
of his songs.
I know. I keep telling him like you need to get on. Hey,
Justin Bieber put
a,
some trumpets, and it sounds really cool. Why not?
French horn solo.
That's unusual. Little English, little you know, Euro unusual, like Game of Thrones, whatever. They would be amazing. Okay, right. Baby, 14, 16, you were on a tour, four big places with band, three-piece band?
No, actually, it was myself on keyboards. We had two guitar players that both were co-front men. And at the time, I wasn't singing.
Oh.
We had a drummer and a bass player. And then when I got back from that tour, our main front man, one of the other guy guitar players, dropped out and quit. And when he quit... the bass player at the time, John Kuzmic, who's the guitar player and one of the lead vocalists in Moonwaves, and the drummer, Gus Baldwin, all decided, hey, well, forget that guy. Like, we're going to be our own band. And
this doesn't always happen in life. Somebody like, oh, boom, and then the right person pops up.
Right, exactly. So the Psychosonics continued on under a different... name, which was became Moonways, and it was the same lineup. We played all of John's songs, and then that's when John started encouraging me to step out more into a singing role and to start writing more, and so I did, and started singing and started writing, and people seemed to like it.
And you look the part, you know. I please, everybody, after the show, we'll be making some pictures and just and go on YouTube and see the page. I put links to the band. That you look like the rocker. You have this energy.
Thank you.
But, you know, you are not a grouchy, dark, spiritual.
Oh, no.
Yes, you have very beautiful, dark eye makeup, but that comes with territory. But,
right.
You know, you have this amazing, I don't want to repeat energy, but light about you.
Thank
Something
you.
So positive. And maybe because in weird way, your style of music is a throwback to 60s and
right.
then developed into something. How you would describe your style of music? Oh, that's what I want to
Well,
know.
I think that Moonwave started out really trying to be a 60s revivalist group. I mean, we really did just want to bring it all back. And then as we matured and as our music tastes changed, and as we realized what sells, I kind of wanted to take us in a more gothy Black Rebel Motorcycle Club like kind of direction. And so, you know, we are inspired from everything from the 60s, you know, to 80s goth and new wave, to punk, to shoegaze, to modern alternative bands and psych bands. So I think that we're just a mixture of all of that. I think one of the things that makes Moonwaves so interesting as a group is that we all have very distinct tastes in music, and they're not very, very different, but they're very diverse. And so, you know, my drummer he's a big punk guy, and that's where most of his inspiration comes from. My guitar player is, you know, very classic rock, but classic rock like Led Zeppelin and classic rock like, you know, the Beatles, not like the other classic rock. It's not that great. Like, it's not like Journey or anything.
Okay.
And then, you know, I come from, you know, like a family that liked the Beatles, but my dad really raised me on like Cher and the Pet Shop Boys and stuff like that.
What a mixture. Beautiful.
And so
I know,
like,
what you say.
Yeah, it all comes together, and we all like love each other, and we've all been with each other so long. And it is, writing songs is such a fluid, easy process with those boys, because like we come in the room and John or I will be like, oh, hey, this is a song. And it seems to just all fall into place so quickly and so easily. And I think it's because we've known each other for so long.
How often you meet your band? Yeah.
Do we get together like in practice?
Yes.
We don't practice that much. We practice probably 3 or 4 times before a show. And we play a lot, but we should be getting together more just to write and rehearse.
And they all are from your town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all live in the same part of town, and we're all around the same age.
You know, always you will ask, young band like you, who has following. You have fans that love you, and they respond to your music well. You say that you like, give them good time. And they dance, they love the band.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to really want Moonwaves to be this, like, brooding, kind of serious, like, band that, you know, kind of was nerve-wracking and you know, kind of just a little bit scary. And then I realized life is too short to focus that much. Like, that's none of our personality. It's like,
okay,
we're all goofballs and we're all funny and like nice and silly people. None of us are really all that cool. Like,
how lucky you are that Mike Gormley, so known and so wonderful, knowledgeable consultant right now when it comes to the music business, that he really found you so good.
That's been incredible.
That, you know, that I'm sure the journey together will be amazing one. And I know he has plans how to develop this band and just whatever will be the next step. But fact is that he mentioned a moment ago to Chitanya and Raju Vaturi that, yeah, art is supposed to live in a moment and let them be who they want to be in a moment when they feel very comfortable. Happen, I so like it that your energy is just so optimistic. I think we are surrounded by so many sadness in a way that is good to have also both ways. I'm not saying I love to write sad songs for sure, but it's not easy to bring energy up. I think this is a special talent to compose that people feel energized when they leave.
And it's weird because with Moonwaves, I mean, if you listen to the music, it's not happy music. I mean, it's very dark and most of it's either angry or forewarning or sad. And I think that what it is that that's our outlet for it. Because, you know, we're all really like
positive people.
People.
But the message is there.
It's like a message of hope. You know, one of my favorite bands is this band called The National, and they are a very depressing band. Like, they don't have like a happy song. They don't. But they're like, when you see them on stage, they're like laughing and giggling together. Yeah. And like, you'll hear like the lead singer be like, "Don't blow our brooding cover, guys." I get it. Cause I mean, that's your outlet
Your
sadness.
That's real, you know, it's real.
And, you know, and that's what I like about Moonwaves is I feel like when we get together, you know, it's just a way to like expel the way we feel amongst like our closest friends.
And time for music.
Yeah.
Okay. One eye open. Okay. Let's start from this one.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm so proud of my boys. That's all I can think about when I listen to that.
I'm telling you, this voice of yours, this is like a stamp. You know, people will recognize right away. It's just no voice like that. I know, and I know, Mike, you must be so excited to work with this band because in a way, something that you probably remember from the past that was so successful.
I'm not old enough.
Oh, come on. I remember these things. I'm not old too. Just, you know what I'm saying? She is a really real what she's doing. Where this old soul came from, that is right
that's
now.
That's true, yeah.
This is like, I know you can listen whatever you want to listen, but she's honest. She's a really great singer.
I can tell you that the first time I talked with you, like about a year ago, I talked with Leah. Yeah. I knew the talent was there. I'd heard the music, but I talked to this teenager who was running the show, you know, and knew exactly where she needed to go, exactly what needed to be done, and... I was so impressed by that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like partnership. You cannot help somebody if they don't see eye to eye with you or they fight you or something, but you need to find the attractiveness. The sound of great band is amazing. Of course. You know, the sound is really real and honestly driven, but your voice, this is what people will remember because it's so recognizable and it's never been like that before. Very cool voice.
Thanks.
You're possessed, girl. I love it.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And, you know, it was so beautiful to watch you because with all these beautiful smiles back and forth that we had and conversation, and when you listen to your music, your eyes were looking through the window and you were so not here. You were with your band.
Well, yeah, it's so great because when I, like, start to hear, like, my boys playing, like, they are my boys. They're my family. And so, like, as soon as John started singing on that track, I looked at Mike and smiled and it was just kind of like, I wish they were here.
They will be here.
I wish that my boys were here with me and I could share this experience because... I really am third of the team. I really am.
I understand. something so good need to be together, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot, you are a soloist, but you are part of perfection. I am
honored and blessed and privileged to be here as a representative of, a representative of those boys and of my band. And I'm happy that they allow me to play music with them. And so... whatever I can do to further them, I mean, forget me. If I couldn't sing a lick or if I couldn't play guitar or keyboards, I would still be managing this band and
so
loving
cool.
this band and doing and running the show for this band because I love them and I believe in them and it's just kind of the luck of the draw that I get to play with them.
Yep, and you know they love me to be and it's just some bands really we know a few great names of the bands who play till this day and just they maybe have a little bit here and there after 40 years working together but still you know it's like family, it's perfection. Tell us all links how we can look name of the band, how to spell your name of the band, all of these things that people need to have pre-recorded on the show because this show will be for downloads, ready for downloads in maybe 2-3 hours and forever everybody can listen on LA Talk Radio Archives and iTunes, the podcast Accent On, this show could be heard millions of times. Please, millions
yeah,
times. This
guys.
Band is worth it. All these talents that we have today, they for sure are worth it and they work so hard. Okay, give us every links, every promo.
Okay, so in order to find us on Facebook, you just go and type in the search bar, Moonwaves. It's MOON space. WAVES Moonwaves and Instagram is the same it is Moonwaves with 3 V's I believe yes 3 V's so Instagram is at Moonwaves with 3 V's and then YouTube all of our music videos are up on YouTube and so you just go into the search bar and look us up just Moonwaves official music video and you'll find all our videos and then you can go to our website, which is just moonwavesband.squarespace.com. You can go to our Twitter, which is just at moonwavesband. And then you can go to our Bandcamp, which you just look up bandcamp.com/moonwaves, and we'll come up, and all of our music and every release that we've ever put out there is available on our Bandcamp for download. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on pretty much any music sharing website except SoundCloud. So
okay, yes, very good. Anyway, on Accent On, I have a links and information about this band and spending everything, and of course I have also a link to Mike Gormley, because you are the main contact anyway if somebody very important wants to talk about the future.
Yes,
band,
I only
okay?
talk to the very important
ones. Of course. I'm feeling so privileged.
Speaking of, may I?
Yes.
Speaking of very important, the person who introduced me to Moonwaves is a guy, and we just actually had breakfast lunch with him.
Breakfast lunch at 3 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, was David Z. David Z has several claims to fame, one of which is being in the studio for years and years and years with Prince.
Yeah. Oh.
And having that great sound that Prince got had a lot to do with David.
Oh, boy.
He also produced a great band called Fine Young Cannibals many
Etta
years
James
ago.
Etta James, too. Hmm? And Etta James.
Etta James and a bunch of others. And his brother happened to be the drummer for Prince and the Revolution, Bobby Z. So... David produced 4 or 5 tracks with Moonwaves, and to me, I checked them out because it was David who was suggesting I do so. And that's an endorsement you can't ignore.
No, no.
And then when you get there, the music's great, you know. So
so good.
There's a lot going with this band from people.
It's like a hope in the air for everybody who dreams about becoming artists or just work on this. In a process, it just things can happen. You just need to work your magic, and hopefully the good people come along that they will help, because I'm sure people, when they hear greatness, everybody wants to be part of growth, you know, and knows, okay, me too. Oh, me too. I'm so happy I can play your music. I'm really, really happy, very excited. Time for another song. Okay. Warfare. Okay. We'll be right back. We for sure want more. More music, and we will be playing anytime when we will have some MP3s. Mm-hmm. Send it to Elite Talk Radio. It's just great. We are fans for sure right now. And congratulations, Mike. In our studio, one more time, we are talking to Mike Gormley of LA Personal Development, LAPD. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
That's funny.
Very funny. And of course, this is an interview with Moonwaves vocalist Leah Lane. She's mm-hmm. from Texas. She's here with us. We listened to two of her songs. Hopefully people will just check her out even more and listen to her music. Of course, Raju, Ivaturi, and Chitania, they were calling from Honolulu, but they will be here soon with us in the studio. We'll listen to their songs also. Show is going fast bye-bye. Then in the event that I need to say goodbye for today, then everybody, I love you very much. You are great. Great voice. I just love your sound of your voice. I love low voices. That's, hey, I really do. Mike, congratulations. I think you have stars on your hands, and
Thank you. Good luck
with that. And
hopefully.
Yeah.
Right. We'll make you proud.
That's the plan.
That's the plan, and the stardom's already here. Just the journey, and something wonderful will happen for sure. Sound is just amazing. Then Ilona Europa is just very proud for this Monday. We need to finish the show, then I will play maybe a little bit of Coffee Table with Chitania and Raju, the newest song. And if I have 1 minute of time, maybe easy come, easy go. But for right now, mwah! Till next Monday.
Coffee's turning cold. This routine's getting a little bit old. I know. Okay. Sometimes silence sounds like a shout. You open my eyes when you open your mouth. Let me go.
Better up, this life is getting rough. This ain't what I wanted when you asked me for my love. You're looking at me crazy when I'm looking for a touch. But every time I'm not around, you say you're feeling stuck now. We've gotta find a way to turn around. Swung in this way too many times, now I'm down. Na 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 na, yeah. There was a time where we shared love, and I can never see a good life without you.
Starts burning my lips. Silence between us punctuated by sips. I wasn't sure if you were in town. It's been a while since I've seen you around. No more cold coffee to worry about. Don't call my name, you know I'll shut you out. I'll shut you
sleep. Living in pain, escape with our memories. Whoa, whoa, wish you could go back to the person I still need. Yeah,
the bed's so cold. The bed's so cold. The bed's so cold. The bed's so cold. So cold.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.